high attainable listeners. Today, I'm speaking with Robin Turner, founder of Violet Botanical Skincare. Robin is one of the best storytellers I've met to date, and together we are going to learn what prompted Robin to start experimenting with body and skincare products in the first place, how her family heritage plays a big role in her brand, and how she holistically maintains her skin, body, and health overall through her daily routines and lifestyle habits. Did someone say plant-based? We're about to start a new year and new habits are in order. And in lieu of that, everyone should hear this conversation. Let's go. Robin?
Hi, Amy. How are you?
So glad to have you on the show today. Welcome to the Attainable Podcast.
Thank you for having me.
You and I met at a women's wellness summit a few months ago. I was so inspired by your message and perspective, and your brand bio in particular is particularly moving. And I'm going to read it just to set the tone. Okay. Every woman is a queen, deserving the finest quality plant-based bath and body care for beautiful, healthy skin. Beauty is always queen. It's so powerful. I love it.
Thank you.
So let's start from the beginning. What was your motivation for starting Violet Botanical Skincare? And had you been in the beauty industry before, or was this a passion of yours for a long time?
No, I was not in the beauty industry before, but you know, they say that necessity is the mother of invention. So my husband and son have dry skin due to eczema. And I was trying the over-the-counter stuff and it wasn't working, filled with petrochemicals, and it was very expensive. And the doctor, all the doctor wants to prescribe are steroid creams. And over time, steroid creams actually makes eczema worse, because you go through what they call, you can only use it for 2 weeks and then you have to cycle off for 2 weeks. And so your skin goes through what they call this addiction withdrawal. And that's why they have to continue to keep raising the prescription to feed that addiction. And then when I went to, I thought, well, okay, maybe we won't try it for too long. It won't be long. We'll just try it and go away. So I'm at the pharmacy and this guy, he says to me, the pharmacist, you know, they ask you, well, do you know how to use this? And I'm like, well, it's a cream. You just rub it on. And that's when he explained, well, the whole addiction withdrawal cycle. And he goes, yeah, because steroid creams stops the growth of your skin. And I just went, what? Yes. He says, yeah. He said, that's how it works. It stops the growth of your skin. And I'm like, oh, okay. And so he had then relayed to me the story about his children. His two children have eczema. And he said they have it really bad from head to toe. And he said he's tried everything and it didn't work until he tried traditional Chinese medicine. And then he went and they made some creams, you know, some salves for the kids. And he said that was the only thing that calmed it. And I thought to myself, well, this guy is a doctor. He's a pharmacist. He's a PharmD. And I said, you know what? I'm going to listen to him. And I said, you know what? My second thought, no, thank you. And I pushed the prescription back across the other side of the counter. And I said, I'm going to, you know, go home and I'm going to start researching herbal preparations. Because I remember growing up, my grandmother, my maternal grandmother, who's from the South, she would make all these, we used to call them old wives concoctions. And sometimes they didn't smell great. They didn't taste great, but it always worked. And so I thought, you know what? Let me start researching. You know, my grandmother's not with us anymore. I said, but I sat in her kitchen many a day and I'm kind of watched her, didn't know exactly. You know, they never measured anything, a little pinch of this and a pour of that. And then I just thought, let me just, you know, try to remember some of this stuff that she would do. And I just started doing research and I started looking at Southern folk remedies, slave remedies, African remedies. And that's when I started to see that, wow, this is what my grandmother was making. I mean, it had names to it, you know, like, oh, a decoction, oh, a poultice. I'm like, okay, this is what she was doing. And it had some of the same ingredients. And so then that's, you know, when I just started reading more and more research papers and started doing just, you know, self-teaching. And that's when I made my first body butter. And then after that, then I started getting more formal education and taking courses at UCLA and through the Tisserand Institute. And, you know, I'm still taking courses. I'm always constantly educating and just really trying to learn more about herbalism, African herbalism, and plant-based ingredients.
Love that. And so did your son use the body butter?
Yes. My son and my husband, they both used it and it was fine. So I did not test on animals. I test on human beings, but no humans were harmed in the making of body butters. But I tested it on my husband and my son and myself. And the weirdest thing happened. I went in for my annual checkup. So, you know, you're sitting there, you're already uncomfortable because you're like in this robe, you know.
Yes.
You're sitting there waiting for the doctor to come in. She comes in, she has my file in her arms. And I've been going to her for, gosh, 16 years. So my file is pretty thick. So she walks in, she stops. Didn't even close the door. She stops and she says to me, what have you been doing to your skin? So, you know, I automatically went negative and thought, oh my God, does she see something? Am I dying? That was the first thing I thought, am I dying?
What am I not seeing? What is she seeing?
I know. So I was like, oh my God. And she was like, oh my goodness, your skin looks so great. Oh my gosh. And then that's when she started going on. And then I was like, I just let out a sigh. And so she just went on and on about how great my skin looked. And I was like, okay. So then, and then that's when I told her what I was doing. And she was like, oh my gosh, I have so many patients that have dry skin that they literally will only take a shower like a couple of days a week because their skin is so dry and nothing seems to help. She was like, okay, if you ever like sell your body butter to the public, just put some brochures and some stuff here in my office, because she said, your skin looks amazing. And so I was like, oh, okay. I guess it works, you know? And then, and it did. I mean, people noticed the difference in our skin. And so then I started sending it out to friends and family. Like, we're from back east, my husband and I, and I would send it back to family back east. Like, hey, try this out for me. Try this out for me. And everyone reported the same thing. It's like, I noticed the difference right away. And people noticed the difference in my skin. And my aunt was even saying, you know, her husband has really dry hands, but she was like, use some of this, try some of this stuff. And she was like, I think I sent her the scrub and the body butter. And she was like, within like the first or second use, I could tell a difference in his skin and in his hands. So I thought, okay, I'm onto something.
Love that. And your skin is glowing. It is just beautiful.
Oh, thank you. Yes, thank you.
Yeah. So I am seeing the positive results. Yes.
Thank you. But again, like I said, if you give your body, and it's not even so much with your skin, because that's the largest organ on our bodies, our skin, but even what you put in, if you put in your body what your body wants, which is whole foods, not, you know, the supermarket chain, but whole foods, like eat the orange instead of drinking the orange juice. Because what that does is when they make the orange juice, they will, you know, squeeze out the juice, but there's other things that you're missing in the pulp. And like maybe some people who like orange juice without the pulp, there are vitamins, there are nutrients that you're missing that's in the pulp that might not be good. The pith, that white stuff on the inside of the orange, that's good for you. So when you peel an orange and you get some of that pith on the orange, that's good for you also. And your body, our bodies are made to say, you know what? Give me the orange. I will take that orange and I will break it down. And through my digestive, that's what the purpose of the digestive system, I will break it down. I will extract what I need, and then what I don't need or what I have enough of, then I will discard. And I'm of the mind that the skin is the same way. The skin is, they want whole things. They don't want it already broken down. I will do that. Mm. And we need to let our bodies work like the fine-tuned machines they can be if we allow it to happen.
Mm, I love that. Yes. No, and it's, that's so true, but you know, we function, right? And allowing our bodies to do that.
Exactly. We rob our bodies of doing what it doesn't, you know, what it's supposed to do by doing processed stuff, or, you know, we just rob it, and it doesn't function the way it should. And then we wonder why we have all these ailments. I mean, Hippocrates, the father of medicine, said, let food be thy medicine and medicine be thy food. You know, let your body do its job.
How long have you been eating plant-based?
We've been plant-based now, it's going on 3 years. But prior to plant-based, we were even still vegetarian. So now we've completely cut out all animal products. Now, depending on who you talk to, that's why I like to say plant-based and not vegan, because depending on which vegan you speak to, some people say bees are animals, no honey. Some people say, you know what, if it's done properly, you're not harming the bees, honey is fine. So that's why I say plant-based, because I do use honey. And honey is so great for the skin. Honey has been used for thousands of years. It's gone back to, you know, ancient Egyptian times. And it's antibacterial. I mean, it just, so, you know, so that's why I say plant-based. But prior to that, like I said, we were vegetarian also. So it wasn't a hard transition for us, you know, and I found going plant-based that we eat more of a variety of foods now that we're plant-based. And it's just like, you know, before, like last week I went shopping, I bought some bok choy. And before I used to like, oh, I have to have my recipe to make this bok choy. And I thought I had a taste for like some lo mein. So I bought the noodles. I used the soy. And so I'm like, okay, I'm going to make, and I thought, let me grab some bok choy. And I just sauteed it the way I wanted to do it and just really made a great lo mein, you know, meatless lo mein, you know, carrots, the bok choy, you know, the lo mein noodles. And yeah, and it was just, so I find that I'm more creative or just kind of like, oh, this looks interesting. Let me grab this and see what I can do with it. You know?
Yeah. What changes have you seen, if any, from going from more vegetarian to really honing in and taking your, you know, plant-based to the next level? Right. You felt changes, experienced any changes in your body?
I have. You know, every now and again, I would get a pimple here or there. That I noticed changed. I also noticed that my skin even changed. I mean, outside of puberty, I really, you know, when you have the puberty breakouts, acne, I really didn't have any skin issues or acne, but I noticed that when we went plant-based, that it just, you know, how Emerald said, bam, kick it up a notch.
Yes. I mean,
it just went up a notch. And it was like, wow. I mean, honestly, I mean, if someone didn't know me when we first transitioned to plant-based, because then I would walk by a mirror and I would look at my skin and I would be like amazed at like, oh my God. Like I really saw it in my skin, my nails always grew fast. And I'm not one to do polish. I'm just really, you know, I'm really just a pragmatic type of girl. And so, but then I noticed my nails all of a sudden just started growing even faster and just even looking like the nail beds are like beautiful. And I'm like, wow. And then the huge change that I noticed when my son was in elementary school, I was a room parent from kindergarten to fifth grade. In school, every day with all those kids, I did not get a cold. My son would come home with a cold. I would not, knock on wood, Amy, I have not had a cold probably in 6 years. I have not had a cold. Knock on wood. Now watch, tomorrow I'll catch a cold.
It'll be COVID.
But yeah, I know. And I don't get the flu shot. You know, every year I go for my physical. 2 weeks ago, I went for my physical, and the doctor, she was like, okay, but you're due for your tetanus booster. It's been 10 years. And she said, what shots are you thinking about getting today? And I'm there and I'm hemming and hawing. And then, so she says, you know, which one I want you to get? And I was like, yeah, the flu shot. She says, yep. I says, no, I'll just take the tetanus. So I don't do the flu shot or anything like that, but I just really, and then also like inflammation, like when I'm standing a long time, like when I'm in the lab and I'm working and I'm standing and the floor in my lab is concrete. And so when I'm standing a long time, sometimes my knees will bother me. I notice that I don't get the inflammation. I don't get the inflammation anymore. And my knees, like they used to creak and I don't get that anymore.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
I want to go plant-based. I love cheese so much. I think that would be the hardest thing for me.
Well, you know what? Yeah. I think in another life I was born a rat because I love cheese. I passed it along to my son. We are cheese eaters. My husband just looks at us like, oh my gosh. But I have found some really good vegan cheeses. There's one called Violife. And they sell it at Whole Foods, and it's really good. If I didn't tell you that was a vegan cheese, and it's coconut oil based, because there was a brand I was using, and I just, you know, sometimes you assume it's vegan, it's okay, let me grab it. And I grabbed it, and I don't know, one day I just looked at the ingredients, and I thought, wait a minute, it has casein in here. Casein is a byproduct of cows, of dairy. And I'm like, but this is a vegan cheese. And so, yeah, but this one is a coconut oil based cheese. Very good. If I didn't tell you it's vegan, you wouldn't know. We use it to make pizzas. We make homemade pizzas. We make our own dough and, you know, we make our own pizza. So you wouldn't miss it.
You know, part of really feeling good and exercising, if you are exercising, but you're not taking care of your skin or you're putting processed food mm-hmm. in your body, exercising is only going to do so much really for your overall wellness, right?
Exactly. Exactly.
So it is really something to think about of, you know, changing one thing. It's like really, if you can shift and change and kind of master these holistically, your well-being, how good you can feel.
Exactly. Exactly. You know, I'm not perfect, you know, and I, like many people, I've always exercised in high school. You know, I played sports. I didn't play sports in college, but I've always exercised, always maintained, you know, fitness. And so, at the beginning of COVID, you know, Los Angeles was one of the first ones. California was one of the first to do the mandatory quarantines. So in the beginning, you know, I didn't work out for a while. I'm like, oh, yeah, let's relax. And you know what? I really felt it after I didn't work out probably for about 2 months, two, maybe 3 months. And I felt it. And I was like, oh no, this isn't good. You know, and I was like, oh my goodness. So I thought, okay, I got to start working out again and walking. And I like to, you know, run and walk and lift weights. And I tell you, I started up again and it's like, oh my God. I mean, truly, people do not understand. And I say this all the time and people look at me like I'm some kind of like tree hugger weirdo or something, but people truly don't understand the power of eating a proper whole food diet and exercise. I'm telling you, oh my goodness. I honestly believe that that's 90% of your health and the other 10% is your genetics, you know? And but it's, yeah, it's incredible what diet and exercise, the proper diet and exercise, can just do to your whole psyche, your whole body, you know?
And you're living it, like you, you know, from direct experience. Tell us what you're working on now. And
I am, I'm working on my YouTube channel, actually, because
That's so awesome.
Yeah, because like I said, you know, especially with African-American women, it's like we are exposed to so many toxic chemicals in our beauty products. And sometimes when I talk to women, they don't know about it. Or if I'll say, or I'll put a post on Instagram and all of a sudden I'll get all these, oh my God, I didn't know that. Oh, thank you for telling me. And you know, they've shared it. And so, and I think sometimes we get into, especially as women get older, we get into being very loyal to heritage brands because our great grandmothers used it and our grandmothers used it and our mothers used it. So I'm going to still use it. And a lot of those brands, although they are heritage brands and they've been around, you know, they haven't changed their formulations for the better, you know? And so, so that's what I'm really want to really develop my YouTube channel for, really breaking this down and saying, we really need to go back to basics, go back to our birthright, you know, go back to living off the land. It doesn't matter what country you come from, you know, your ancestors, dig back a little bit, you find your ancestors lived off the land and, you know, they were not dying of things we're dying of now. And at younger ages that we're dying of now, I mean, there were things that used to be like diseases that we would say, oh, that's old people diseases, you know? And now here, younger people are dying of these things and getting these ailments and illnesses that it's just young people didn't get before.
I can't wait to watch this. Really, because you know, we think about all these different content, but really being able to connect with you and learn from you with, you know, all the research that you've done and really just sharing this message and also shifting our mindset to getting back to our roots.
Exactly.
I love it. Yes. I love it so much.
Yes.
So where can listeners find you, either your website or Instagram, or if your YouTube's up?
Well, my website is www.violetbody.net. And you can find me across all social media at Violet Body Me.
Give me all the goodness.
Exactly.
I love it. Awesome. And I'll put that in the show notes so people can easily find it. The last question, what is one action our listeners can take to be happier and healthier when it comes to their beauty routines or beauty purchases today?
Look for multi-purpose plant-based ingredients. And what I mean by that, and first of all, the plant-based, your skin, you're going to be healthier, your skin. Okay. And when your skin and when you're healthier, you're going to be happier. And what I mean by multi-purpose plant-based ingredients, for example, coconut oil. Coconut oil is great for your hair. You know, it has vitamins, it has minerals. Coconut oil is great for your body. You can cook with coconut oil, you know, so it's good to lower your cholesterol. It's good for your heart. You know, olive oil, the same way, olive oil is good for your skin. You know, it has vitamins, it has minerals, it's antioxidant. You know, olive oil is good to season after you cook. We don't cook with olive oil because at high temperatures, it becomes carcinogenic. So
I had an interesting conversation with a chef a few days ago, and they told me that they don't cook with olive oil.
Right.
And they maybe put a little in at the end. And I was chatting with girlfriends and they were like, that's crazy. Like every recipe calls for you to put olive oil. And so now I'm seeing the connection.
Yes. So olive oil can't stand high temperatures. So it becomes carcinogenic. So that's why you want to cook with something that can stand high heat, avocado oil, coconut oil. And then, like you said, at the end, say if I'm sauteing greens, like say collard greens or spinach, when I turn the fire off and take the pan off of that eye, Then I put my olive oil on there and toss around. I put a lid on it and then just let it sit for a few minutes before I serve. But olive oil, you know, like I said, it's great for your skin. It's great for your hair, the coconut oil. Use fresh foods for like mass. Get some strawberries, mash some strawberries. Maybe put a little oil in there. If you have a little bentonite clay or white clay powder, put that on your face as a face mask. When you use fresh foods, fresh ingredients, you get an immediate injection of vitamins and minerals right away to your skin, immediate. So bananas, pineapple, you know, you can put it in your blender and pulse some pineapple, make a mask. Yogurt, you know what I mean? Use yogurt. You can eat yogurt. You can use yogurt on your skin. So that is healthier for your skin. And like I said, when your skin is doing well and you're happier, and that saves on your wallet, because now it's like, you know what? When I buy coconut oil, I will take some out. Like I'll save a jar. Say if I bought some spaghetti sauce, I'll wash out the glass jar. And then when I buy coconut oil, I'll put some in there and then I'll keep it in the bathroom. Like I separate it out. So now it's like, now you are paring down, you know what I mean? You're paring down and you're using multi-use things. I can eat it and I can put it on my skin. And as a general rule, I would love to tell everybody, as a general rule, if you can eat it, you can use it as a beauty product, as a general rule. Mm. So now you're getting two for one, two for.
And that really changes the mindset, because, you know, I'll say I want to do a face mask, but I don't have a face mask. I, you know, it's like you need that thing, you know, or
exactly.
Like a.
Exactly.
But I know, you don't. What's in right. Your fridge?
You have bananas. You forgot and you left some bananas on your counter and bananas are going bad. Mash up some bananas and yogurt. Kiwi, you have some kiwi going bad, mash up kiwi, vitamin C. That is the best way to get your vitamin C, because although vitamin C serums are very good, but vitamin C is very unstable. And that's why you have to have like ferulic acid in there and vitamin E to help deliver it into the skin. But if you mash up a kiwi, you mash up some strawberries, you know, you clean it first, take the stem off, take the skin off of the kiwi, you get an instant injection of vitamin C and the way your body likes it, as a whole food.
Full circle. That's so great.
Yes.
Love it. Love it. Robin, it's been so awesome chatting with you.
Oh, thank you for inviting me and having me on. I love talking to you. I love your energy and I love your podcast.
I'm walking away with such awesome information. I'm going to really think about plant-based and just really, you know, focus on that. So this has been such an amazing conversation. We'll chat soon. Thanks so much again.
You're welcome, Amy. Bye-bye. Take care.
Robin reminds us to be conscious of what we put on our skin and also what we put in our bodies. Whole foods, not the supermarket, but actual whole foods that you eat, are the best for your body because they put your body to work in great ways. To quote Robin, she says, "We need to let our bodies work like the fine-tuned machines they can be if we allow it to happen." So in honor of the upcoming year, and to any of you who do set New Year's resolutions for yourselves, let's start to be more mindful of what we put in and put on our body. Together, let's nourish our bodies like the queens and kings they are.